The population of the Northwest Territories grew by a paltry 0.5% to 44,741 people between January 1, 2024 and January 1, 2023. That was far below national growth of 3.2% during the same time frame. The increase of 226 people was due to 504 births exceeding 323 deaths and 610 international migrants settling in the territory compared to 565 people moving away. Since the fourth quarter of 2020, the NWT's net international migration has been on an increase, the NWT Bureau of Statistics stated. There was growth in the Beaufort Delta, Decho, Satu and Tolicho regions year over year. However, the Yellowknife and South Slave regions both saw declines in population between July 1, 2022 and July 1, 2023. For every person living in the NWT, the federal government transferred $37,555 in 2023-24. That is projected to rise to $39,216 in per capita allocation in 2024-25. Demographic changes. The NWT's non-Indigenous population was slightly higher than the Indigenous population as of July 1, 2023, 22,507 to 22,465, respectively. That was a reversal of 2022 when the territory's Indigenous population held an edge by a couple hundred people. The Indigenous population was significantly greater than the number of non-Indigenous people in the Beaufort Delta, the Decho, the Satu and the Tolicho. The gap narrowed in the South Slave. In Yellowknife, the non-Indigenous population formed a large majority, 16,188 to 5,174 Indigenous residents. There were 23,032 men and 21,940 women in the territory as of July 1, 2023. The territory remained considerably younger than the national profile, with the median age of residents at 35.6 years compared to 40.6 for the entire country. Based on the 2021 census, which uses a different approach to ascertaining population than Statistics Canada's quarterly estimates, Yellowknife's population grew to 19,673 from the 19,141 residents recorded during the 2016 census. The city had 7,773 private dwellings as of the 2021 census, of which 7,225 were occupied. The average household size was 2.6 people. Across the territory, there were 17,603 private dwellings. Census data. In April, Statistics Canada released data on the Indigenous population from the 2021 census. It showed that the Indigenous population of the Northwest Territories stood at 20,040 at the time, a decline of 3.9% since the previous census in 2016. The biggest drop was in the Métis population, which fell 14.6% to 2,890 since 2016. Nationally, Métis numbers grew by 6.3%. First Nations individuals in the NWT were 6.6% fewer than 5 years earlier, with 12,315 identifying as part of that demographic. Across Canada, the First Nations population expanded by 9.7%. Meanwhile, the territory's Inuit population rose by 1.8% to 4,155. NWT population by region and community as of July 1, 2023. Beaufort Delta Region 7,022, Aklavik 667, Fort McPherson 775, Inuvik 3,383, Holotuk 358, Sax Harbor 118, TSII Get Sheik 192, Tuktuyaktuk 1058, Ulakoktuk 471, Decho Region 3325, Fort Liard 515, Fort Providence 736, Fort Simpson 1,335, Hay River Dean Reserve 274, Jean Marie River 69, Kakisa 45, Nahana Butte 87, Sambaque 108, Wrigley 135, Satu Region 2704, Colville Lake 154, Delini 666, Fort Good Hope 591, Norman Wells 763, Tulita 530, South Slave Region 7009, Enterprise 93, Fort Resolution 523, Fort Smith 2530, Hay River 3449, Lutzel K 344, Tolicho Region 3059, Bechoco 2034, Gameti 282, Wekwiti 122, Wadi 621, Yellowknife Region 21,853, Deda 211, Yellowknife 21,362, Yellowknife Unorganized 280. Source: NWT Bureau of Statistics.